Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Onigiri & Co. podcast. Today we're going to dedicate the topic to Makwan, and to talk about it, I have two guests, Meiko and Zoe FPV.
Hello. Hey everybody.
Hello.
How are we doing?
Better now that I'm here with you two.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for this one.
That's awesome. So we were just saying offline that we would like to introduce a little bit more Makwan to the public. And I'm hoping this little podcast can be a media for doing so. If you don't know Meiko and Zoe, they've been on the podcast before. I'm sure you do know them, though, because they're everywhere. but if you don't know them, have a look at the previous episodes and you'll learn more about these two awesome ladies. So... Meiko, should I ask you maybe how did the Makwan project start and when did you start getting involved with it and what is it?
Well, it's been years in the making, honestly. Years ago, we had a message group on Facebook filled with a lot of us female racers because we've been wanting to create a race team for just years. And for some reason, we just couldn't get it together, probably because we're all in different continents. But finally, you know, years went by and we've got just more into racing and improved our skill and we finally just committed. And
yeah.
I think buying our jerseys really solidified it, at least for, you know, our DCL team anyway, made it feel more official. But we wanted to bring together the females in the community because, like I said, we're all over the place. And when I fly, I never get to fly with another female unless I go to a national or international event. So we wanted a way to bring us together and to create a really nice community of flyers.
Nice.
So now I think we have like 24, 25 pilots and we've expanded to freestyle now because we know how amazing you ladies are and we want to showcase that because racing, I feel like it's a lot of attention, but freestyle, not so much.
Yeah, but yeah, it was good. Yes, for sure. It was good to start with racing because that's where team create. You never really hear a team of freestyle, but you do hear team of racing for years. So it makes sense. And so you're currently competing in the DCL series, if I'm correct.
Yeah, it started. They started inviting women to compete for the Women's Cup. That was a few years ago, and I was on Quad Force One, which is the American team, but LaBeba was on Spanish Drone Team. Steph FPV was on Raiden Racing. So we all kind of came from the DCL teams already. And when the Women's Cup ended, you know, we formed Makwan and we were invited to compete with the men, sitting at the table with them finally, which was nice. So now we're in our second season doing that.
That's awesome. And you're enjoying it? The girls are enjoying it?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to fly together. I mean, because it's an international league, we're usually flying at like midnight, 1 o'clock, 2 a.m. So we've got the Red Bulls energy drinks out and we're making each other laugh and trying to stay awake.
Yeah, no, it's intense trying to do it as a pilot from the United States. Like I was up at 1 a.m. until 5:30 a.m. racing.
Wow.
Past one. Yeah, it was intense, but it was well worth it. And I had a lot of fun. So yeah.
Yeah. Is it your first season, Zoe, this
year?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, and I am terrible compared to some of my teammates. Oh my gosh.
Hey. No. Fast. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm trying my best, and honestly, like I'm hoping I can get faster this season. Like it's been a long time since I've done drone racing. Like I was the first pilot in the United States to win a drone race, the official AMA race, quote unquote. So like my roots go back, but like I gave that up for freestyle a while ago and X-class drone racing. And then, I don't know, more recently coming back into FPV, I've really loved sim racing because you can just get progressively better and better and better without destroying equipment and wasting a bunch of money, which honestly is something I wish I would have done a lot sooner. Like my skills as a pilot the past 6 months since I've gotten in the simulator very heavily have just skyrocketed. And yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. I'm really glad DCL has the sim tournaments and it's been really fun to compete.
It's
I
so
would
good.
Echo that. Like, it's so nice to be able to push and fly full throttle because I don't get to really fly full throttle in the real world. So to be able to push that hard is a lot of fun. And we're flying DCL sim, DCL the game is the name of it. And all the tracks are based in real locations in the world. So, I mean, we get to fly in Switzerland, Liechtenstein, Austria, China, the Great Walls in the track, ski slopes in Switzerland. So it's a lot of fun. And there's a US-based track that has skyscrapers. So we're scaling skyscrapers. And we don't get to do that in usual races. We're in like fields.
Yeah, no, I love DCL's tracks. They're so much fun.
That's sick. Is there, I don't, I've never played a game. How realistic is it?
I would say it's like 85% of the way there to the real thing.
Okay.
There's a lot of simulators, and I've played almost all of them, and DCL is pretty close to the real thing. So much so that I don't have a problem going from sim to real life. Because
Okay.
like there's a couple simulators where you'll fly in the sim and then you'll fly in the real world and be like, whoa, that feels a little bit off.
Yeah.
But DCL definitely hits a sweet spot. And I train with it pretty much exclusively when it comes to
Yeah.
racing.
I think a lot of racers use Velocidrome too, but I'm
Yeah,
like
it's really
Zoe
good.
and I really like DCL and stick with that unless I'm flying a global qualifier in MotoGP and then I'll get on Velocidrome because they put the those type of tracks on there to train.
I didn't say this, but Velocidrone has the best physics of any simulator still.
That's what I'm
But we're
trying to
also
use.
flying. Oh, sorry, Noelle.
Oh,
Go
that's
ahead.
all good. I was just saying that's what I'm trying to use, but I get sick after 5 minutes, so
Right.
I'm so sad. But
Yeah.
anyway, what were you gonna say?
Gosh, now I forgot. Never mind.
Oh,
It will come
sorry.
back to me. No, it's not a big deal.
And so, if I understand well, sometimes you try to practice as a team as well, just to have your own sessions.
Yeah, we try to practice. Well, we've been trying to practice for a few days now, but we try to practice a few days a week together and to actually run some real races. That way we experience that, anxiety and stress that you get in a real race on some level.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that's one of my biggest issues is that I'll spend hours and hours a day practicing different courses, but the actual pressure of a real race when you know you're head to head with another person right there, right then, and that you have to be on your game, there is no resetting to get a better time, you have to do it. That kind of pressure is something that's very special to, I think, drone racing and something I really enjoy. And my biggest Achilles heel, because I need to get more practice with that. You leave me alone in a room, I'll master a track. You put me under pressure, ooh, now the game is on.
Your heart's hammering.
That's what I can't handle, and that's why I stay with freestyle.
Yeah.
I
But
only got that.
I get the heart hammering in freestyle sometimes too, because I'm like upside down and
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
just
I'm like,
different.
I get enough adrenaline. Like, last time I got a bit of a shake was a long time ago because I'd just rowing park since then. But I was in France and I was diving an abandoned castle. And yeah, I told my mom, can you hold me? Because I was high and it was in the mountain and I get like vertigo. And I said, can you
Oh.
just touch my shoulder? And it's funny that it was my mom. I was like, Mom, can you touch my shoulder so I don't feel like I'm falling? I felt like my body was going to fall and my fingers were like,
It's so
So.
funny how, like, when I race, I'll lean, I'll catch myself.
Oh,
Someone push me
yeah.
back over.
No, I do want to say it's kind of interesting because like the racing pressure I feel in the simulator is different than real life. Because like in the real world, you're worried about like exploding your equipment, maybe causing trouble accidentally by being somewhere you shouldn't be, or you crash somewhere you shouldn't be, or just in general, it's a different kind of feeling in the sim. And I've noticed, especially since starting to do DCL and racing in DCL, I'm not gonna destroy a drone. I feel like if I lose, I'm letting my teammates down and I'm letting all womanhood down almost. And so there's
That's
like
pressure.
this weird heavy pressure that I don't know if anyone's really talked about, or at least I haven't really heard talked about on the team, that is there, that is almost way more intense than any pressure I've had racing or freestyling in the real world. It's weird. And I think that's something, I don't know, I would assume a lot of my teammates also deal with on some level. Like it's more of a, we want to represent the best of, what women can do. And, part of that is trying to represent the best we can. And yeah, no, it's a thing that constantly is on my mind when racing in DCL.
Yeah, but in my opinion, obviously it's good to do as best as you can. But just the fact to show that we exist, for a long time in history, in all areas, we were erased, you know, as a gender from the scene. Like we were erased on purpose. Whereas if we had not been that erased, even if we didn't accomplish grandiose things, you know, at least we would have been here. So I guess for the first two seasons, just the fact you show that, hey, the female community of FPV exists and we love doing the same things as anybody else. I think it's a good thing, you know, like it's
no, it's a great admirable. Thing. It's the only way that we get real change and progress moving forward. And that's I feel like we're playing a catch-up game right now in the drone racing community.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to take a few years for everything to become more normalized and stabilized.
It does make me happy, though, because I feel like the community has evolved to receive this kind of projects or team or like a lot better than, let's say, 5, 7, 8 years ago. You know, so I'm happy with where we are at in terms of perspective in the community. Well, speaking
well,
of
DCL has their I know we're timed, we're synchronized. I wanted to add one more thing because I know you're probably transitioning to the next topic about DCL is they're having their final, which Mach 1 didn't make the final, but Hologram, who's on the team, and myself get to go to the final, which is in Abu Dhabi in the United Emirates. And we'll be doing some simulator work with the public, trying to get some of them into drones or drone racing. We'll be teaching a class. So we're really excited to do some education work around FPV drones and racing.
That's awesome. Because everybody, even the general public, will benefit from trying and be like, oh, wow, I love this. So, oh, wow, that's hard.
Yeah.
So well done. Yes, I was transitioning to the next topic. I'm trying to keep on track because I know you girls are trying to have training after the podcast. So I'm like, I don't want to make them late. So the next topic is still about Mach 1, and it's about something that we had been talking prior to Zoe entering the team, and it was freestyle contest, and it was still a bit blurry of how we were going to make it happen. And then Zoe arrived and unfolded the magic.
I guess that's one way to put it.
So it happened very recently, and I was hoping we could use this episode to debrief, talk about what it was, and I will let Zoe jump on that, I suppose.
So Mach 1 freestyle contest, the first one was held recently. It was the brainchild of a lot of people on the team and myself. Been kind of thrust in the position of trying to help coordinate things, as I've done a lot of freestyle contests in the past. And this one is something that was a little different. It started out with the goal of doing a multi-stream across multiple channels in the community to kind of get FPV and Mach 1 as a team out there to other communities. Because like a lot of people don't know Mach 1 exists still, and or all the amazing pilots on the team. And for me, that is an absolute travesty. And likewise, that, you know, there's also a great way to promote more women in the community. That's why giving more women a spotlight. And so the contest was really created to be a celebration of FPV and help create more of a spotlight for Mach 1 and women in the community, but also just be in general a great celebration of FPV. So for the first one, we had 30 pilots enter, which was really, really cool. After, you know, a month of entries being open, the final week, 20 people just slammed us. So thank you everyone who entered. And then within about a day, I turned all of that around into a finalized media product that we sent to the judges. And the judges could then watch a single file and commentate and judge over 30 entries within about 40 minutes. And we did this live across multiple streams. And to my knowledge, it was one of the smoothest run contests of its kind. And the first time that multi-streaming has been done with judging like that. And we learned a lot. Like, it was very successful for the first one, I think. But I think realistically, it kind of helped us figure out what we want to do for the next one. And I think the next one's going to be gearing up to be even better with a lot more amazing judges. I here there's going to be a Mach 1 FPV YouTube channel soon that mm-hmm. will be able to have all the judges potentially come together and chat after the fact about why they chose this and that, and kind of give us more behind the scenes content on Mach 1's channel. And yeah, there's still, I just really like freestyle, and it was a really great opportunity to bring a lot of amazing people together to make something magical happen. So everyone involved, thank you. It was y'all's work. I just helped sprinkle the magic around to hopefully make it happen.
Meiko, how did it look? Because you're part of the team and you were definitely there as a spectator. How did it look from an external point of view?
I think it came out great. I was really impressed. I mean, it was the first one and I thought it was really organized. Like Zoe made this whole edit of everyone's videos and shared it with everyone to play. She had an intro with cool music and she had little clips in between advertising different things about the team, like your podcast or DCL. So, yeah. And the pilots were just stoked. Like I had private messages about how thrilled they were to participate and they're excited to participate again. So I was flipping between each channel, checking everybody's streams out while it was airing. But
that was the fun part.
The ripping was amazing.
Like. Yeah, absolutely great flying from so many amazing pilots. It was such an honor to edit everyone's footage together. Like it was one of the more inspiring things I've done in a while. Like I had a rough month, like a really rough month leading up to the freestyle contest and a pain flare right up until that point. And starting the edit and sitting down and going through everyone's footage, it was one of the most inspiring things that I had seen and done in a long time, and just seeing all the pilots' amazing flying and the fact that everyone pushed so hard to get the word out there about the contest. It was one of the most humbling things I've done in a while. And one of the most privileged, like felt very privileged to be able to do that for the community. Mm-hmm. So like when I say thank you to everyone involved, I mean, thank you, because that was such an amazing thing for me. And hopefully we get a chance to do another one and make it even better.
Yeah.
Go team.
It was beautiful. And for people who didn't follow or were late, luckily there was a late stream, which was mine. And I was like, no, because, you know, I really thought we've been talking about this with Zoe for 2 months and I can't figure out why my stream is not streaming. But all of this to say that because it was so amazing, and I was co-streaming with our other judge, and she was like, oh, sorry, I don't want to interfere, because I was trying to figure out how to make things work. And I was like, oh, don't worry, I guess this is too late. And then when I finally figured out how to make the stream, I was like, Andrea, do you want to do it after everybody? She said, yes. And that's how fun is to explain how fun it was. Like we saw how much fun people had judging even. We were like, we want to be part of this. So when I finally figured out an hour later, we still did it. And it was still the best thing ever. So I think that it's an amazing event for everybody involved, and you just have fun the whole time. You know, you're watching great freestyle. I assume that if you're streaming at the right time, you can interact with people watching at the same time.
So the next one, we have a few things planned. A lot of feedback coming in from the first one, how we can make the next one smoother. So one of the things that's kind of a magic trick, this is a huge magic trick, it's live question, quote unquote, where the whole event is pre-rendered, sent to the judges. The judges then have time ahead of time to watch all of the footage and all the different contestants, figure out their scores ahead of time. And so then during the actual live stream, they're still streaming, their commentary is live, they're still inputting their scores live. Mm-hmm. And we're finding out who's winning live, but it allows this little bit of movie magic to happen where if you were to do all this during an actual live event, everything would probably go horribly wrong. Mm-hmm. It would be the most stressful, painful thing in the world and it wouldn't flow together. Mm-hmm. So this format really allows us flexibility, especially for judges going forward. Like judges, for example, could just set this as a premiere on their channel. And realistically, the idea behind having so many judges is that the more judges we have, the better the judging experience is for the pilots, because you have more eyeballs on your footage. And on top of that, the more live streams are out there for people to enjoy commentary from. And one of the things I really loved about this event was I was completely exhausted. I laid back in bed, turned off Discord, and just watched each judge's stream one by one. And each time it was a completely different experience, and it was completely enjoyable in a whole different way. And I think that is such a unique thing that I really hope people in the future will really lean into. If you're a fan of Donnie, you'll tune into Mako's stream. Mm-hmm. If you're on Mako's stream, you'll tune into Ani's stream, and vice versa, because it really gives the judges and the community a chance to have a virtual gathering of sorts, where we're making this thing that doesn't exist, this media content, this event, into a virtual get together with your friends. And that is the celebration of FPV. That is the goal.
It was good. So thanks for organizing this. It's a lot of work behind the scene as well. I'm sure, Mako, you've seen so many messages in our private chat. Yes. So it's like, we're going to do this meeting and we're going to record this meeting, and everybody listen to this meeting after we record if you couldn't attend. And, you know, it's enjoyable as well. That's something I want to say. Like, girls are, and women are really good at organizing things with stress-free. I've been involved in other things and I was like, oh my God, I don't understand what's going on. I'm stressed. Zoe made it feel seamless. And I think that's part of why everybody made an effort to be ready on time, and that's why everything went smoothly as well. It's out of Zoe's brain and organization skills. So if we're thinking a bit bigger, I don't know if you want to talk about it, Zoe. No pressure. It might not happen. But I know you also exploring the idea of celebrating freestyle competition in a more live way. Is it something you want to explain, or you're not too sure about it?
Yeah, so I know Mach 1 wants to do another contest like we just did, and we're still planning on tentative dates for that. That being said, the live contest is something, there's two variations of this. One, I want to do live freestyle, like competitions, like actual, this is where things break down. When I say the magic trick, I'm taking away the magic trick and I'm doing, making it like real tricky by trying to actually do a live competition where the pressure is on, even though it's virtual. So Uncrashed, for example, I've been talking with the developers and we've been able to get 16 players in a lobby flying at the same time, which would allow us to do a competition with 14 pilots. And I think that's doable. And that's something that needs to be played around with, because the format has to be right. The presentation has to be right. It's the kind of thing that needs a lot of TLC to make work. And the second portion of that is to take what we've done with the contests and try to do that with live events. Mm-hmm. Let's say Castle Crash. That's an event that I know I'm going to. I think Mayon High is going to. It's Castle Crash 3D this year. Yeah. It would be kind of cool to have a freestyle contest after the fact. I mean, when you're a freestyle pilot and you go to an event, you're flying around and you're essentially getting cool footage that you then post after you get home. And then you say, hey, everybody, check out my cool footage from this event. Well, why don't we just start doing that for freestyle contests, where pilots submit their 30-second, one-minute run. You get judges or people that are interested in promoting your event together. You then put together essentially what we did with our submission entry, but you do it with regular events. And to the point where this could be done, and this is something, this again, pipe dream. This is such a pipe dream. 5 months from now, Castle Crash 3D, if all the resources are there, if people support it, and if people want to see it happen, I would love to have a live contest where people submit their footage the day of the event as Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday night, that is edited into a full contest that's displayed and viewed by everyone there and judged live on Sunday. I've been to a lot of freestyle competitions, like St. Quadrick's Day, which was a lot of fun, where this is the first time where they actually had the submissions. I saw this where pilots submitted their footage. I thought that was really cool, but it was a little bit messy. This would allow you the production values to go up. And then at the end of it, everyone can gather around and enjoy the most amazing parts of the event together at the event. And then they have something they can take away from the event and have later on. They have this really cool thing they're a part of. So I think there's a lot that can be done with that. And I would personally love to make that happen. I know there's a lot of people talking about freestyle. There's a lot of people I want to talk to about this. So if there's anyone out there that likes this concept and wants to see it happen, please hit me up, because I would love to see this done, not just for Mach 1, but for freestyle at large, because racing gets a lot of cool stuff because it's a race, it's a competition, it's a contest.
Yeah.
Freestyle contests really have the ability to bring the community together and bring eyeballs onto pilots that deserve sponsorship and deserve, you know, people watching what they're doing. I mean, like Apache FPV, Danish Stallion, and CJ, or even Ali and Steve 13, like, or Rich 13. Those pilots, like, some of our top pilots from the competition were absolutely amazing, and some of them I've never seen before. So yeah, freestyle contest 2024. Let's make them big. Let's continue the trend, like, and yeah, make FPV fun again.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was the goal. Like, for the first contest, you said, I don't want it to be too much around competition and who's going to be first and who's going to win what. And you said, I want it to be fun and I want to celebrate freestyle. And I think that's what everybody ended up doing, to be honest. So it was good. You know, I have more ideas as well for Mach 1, and I wanted to discuss them with you, Zoe, but there's one that I think is a good idea, but I don't know how logistically speaking it could be made. So in a nutshell, recently I went to Lady Drift Day because my partner is part of the drift scene and has been for years. And the goal was that every boyfriend or husband or fiance would take their partner to that day, and they would learn how to drift. Some of them had done sim time in the past, some had never tried to drift like me at all, and I thought that was so good. And so if we're dreaming, and that's why I want to say that on the podcast, because I'm keen to get feedback, you know, if we're dreaming about it, I'm like, oh, how cool would it be if Mach 1 was organizing a bit around the world, real FPV day, where you're like telling the local pilots, bring your partner or bring your daughter or even kids, you know, it doesn't have to be, bring anyone that you want them to give it a go in a safe environment. I can personally bring like tiny whoops. I don't know if anybody, but like if they're scared of flying the real thing, you can bring your tiny whoops and you can't break anything. You can't kill someone with a tiny whoop. And sim installed, you know, with a TV and something like that. And I think that if I was presenting that to some local clubs and it's a Mach 1 sponsored event, they would be keen to try, just to spread the love of FPV. So that was an idea I had as well. That I wanted to say on the podcast to see if people have something to tell me in return. Yeah. So
just do it. Just do it. As Shia LaBeouf says.
Every time I suggest something, so he's like, do it.
It's a meme. I tell it to my friends all the time. If there's something that you want to do, you feel like it's a good idea, and there's nothing stopping you from trying to make it happen, do it. Mm-hmm. Or put it out into the world. Try to make it happen.
Yes. Like,
dream we big, kind of but get don't that a dream out bit reality.
Racing our tiny whoops.
Yes.
The pilots will bring in their daughters or their kids. Also, there was what was the name of it? 1,000 Girls, 1,000 Drones group that Mach 1 did a fundraiser for. Mm-hmm. And they were local to me, which I was shocked, because we were trying to find, this was back when we had our FPV Lux shirt and people were buying our shirt through that company. And they decided that they would donate some of the proceeds to a charity. So we chose 1,000 Girls, 1,000 Drones. And we found out that they were local to me, like the next state over, which was shocking. So they drove up to my race and I gave them the money and they brought their little whoops because they were really getting into flying, and they came multiple races. They were such darling kids. They were so cute. And we flew line of sight. She challenged me. one of the girls. She's like 12 or 10. And she beat me. I was trying. I don't fly line of sight very well. And I hadn't flown line of sight in a really long time. And she had been doing it, and she beat me. So she was like, I beat Mako. So I was excited she had that experience. I loved it.
That's awesome.
It was kind of like what you were saying. It reminded me of that. I would love to see that more, because I do that with my students. Like, I'm a teacher. I have 10-year-olds in my class, and I'm getting them into flying drones, and they're going to do it at the talent show. They're wicked into it. So wow. I think if we give them a venue, like you're saying.
Mm. Yes. And we all know people, I guess we all know. We all know about local clubs that do racing all the time. And I'm aware, without getting too boring on the podcast, that there's a lot of insurance and things like that to sort out in the background. But it's worth throwing at least the idea and see what comes out of it. You know, even if it ends up just being Sims for insurance purpose, it's already something, you know.
So, and here we don't really have to have too much for indoor flying. We can get away with doing this.
I used to be a part of Aerial Sports League, and they used to do a lot of the Maker Faire events in the Bay Area. Yeah. And once you go indoors, like, you end up having great opportunities. One of the biggest things that we would do at events, and a lot of the amazing volunteers, I was mostly a pilot, and I say we, I was just flying around having fun. What they would do is they'd have a cage with just a little tented thing for tiny whoops and other things, a little tiny whoop course set up. So pilots and people that have never flown before can go to the event, show up, fly, learn how to fly, be guided by someone that actually knows what's up, and have that experience without any of the danger, because they can fly from outside the cage. There's complete disconnection from the drone itself, and you don't have to worry about the drone flying away or the FAA saying you can't do that here. I would love to see like Mach 1 booths at events to start promoting FPV, especially, you know, showcasing how to fly with tiny whoops, and that'd be a lot of fun. I think that's a beautiful dream.
Yay. Well, speaking of dreams, to finish the episode, this one might be a bit shorter because, like I said, I'm really anxious about your time, your schedule.
It's okay.
I wanted to talk a little bit about both of you as well as individual, because it's good to say we're all in a team and the team is doing this and that. But because we have a bit of time, I wanted to maybe start with Mako and say what you've been up to recently, what you would like to achieve this year, or anything you want to share with us. And then we'll jump on Zoe as well.
Busy. Like I said, going to Abu Dhabi in about a week or so. So that's going to be very time consuming. But the spring season's finally here, though we had a huge snowstorm and you wouldn't believe it. So I'm going to get back out with my 5-inch. I haven't flown my 5-inch racer since November. So I am going through withdrawals. I just need to fly it. So I'm looking forward to getting out and starting racing the big drones again, because we were doing tiny whoops all winter. I think that's pretty much it. We have a DCL recording day coming up in July. Oh, May, wrong month. So we'll be doing that again. That will be a lot of fun. I think that's pretty much it.
That's cool. What about you, Zoe? How is it? How does it feel to be fully back and organizing things now?
I wish I was getting paid for this, but it's a lot of fun.
Yes.
It's been really good to get back in the swing of things. I know I've had my own struggles with my own health last month or so, trying to find a balance to everything. And that's been fun. But I'm looking forward to this year. I'm looking forward to getting back on the virtual track and maybe even the real track at some point. I'm really enjoying DCL. I honestly am very thankful to have this as my opportunity to get back into racing. It's perfect for me right now, considering my health, considering the fact that it's harder for me to get out and fly and race and travel right now. But that's been getting easier. I've lost 140 pounds. I'm still losing more weight and trying to get healthier. I need to get a job. I would really like to work in the drone industry on some real level, to make money, to support myself, so I can continue doing cool stuff in the drone industry that doesn't get paid. Like hosting cool freestyle contests and racing and DCL and all these other cool things I love to do. That's really my thing. If you want to find out more about me, brokenprop.shop. or zoestumbot@gmail.com. Send me a message, please. Hire me.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it. And so the last question is, if people are more interested in watching DCL live races, because, for example, I am, but I'm in Australia, so I think I'm doomed. is that a possible thing at all? And where should we tune in?
Yeah, they air them on Twitch quite often, on YouTube, and mm-hmm. they're pretty good about advertising them ahead of time. So if you follow their social media, you'll be able to do that. But you can also follow Mach 1's social media, and we'll keep you up to date as well.
Nice. And do they do replay?
Go follow Mach 1.
Go follow Mach 1.
Just go follow Mach 1 to stay in tune DCL. Go do it.
Join our Discord, because that's where you'll get the most up to date.
Yeah,
the Discord's really cool. I honestly am really glad the team is starting to use the Discord more, because it's really cool to see the community interact with the actual team and have that whole community kind of build within Discord. So yeah, definitely go check out the Discord.
Discord is such a good support for FPV. I've said it before and I'm saying it again. FPV was born on forums and then it went to Facebook and we all realized it was shit. Yeah. And so now we're back to Discord and it's the best thing ever. So Mach 1 Discord, I'm sure we can find a link to it on all the social media that we have. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well, it's a shorter episode, but for once, I think I had fun. It was good debriefing and presenting what Mach 1 is. But I feel like we've only talked about the tip of the iceberg. Like, Mach 1 is a bit more than what we said. And if you want to learn more about the team and the individuals in the team, definitely join the Discord. And then you can have a look on social media. I think there's a Facebook page, there's Instagram, and soon a YouTube channel, apparently. Like, I'm excited about this. Is that something that we're almost sure is going to happen?
Yeah.
I've been told it is happening.
Ooh, well, that's news for me today, so yay. And if people want to follow you, it's Mako Reactor on Instagram, Zoe FPV as well, everywhere. And you did a very good at advertising your stuff, Zoe. We can tell you have experience. I don't.
I definitely didn't work in creative marketing at some point in my life. Definitely not. Nope.
Well, thanks for joining today, Mako and Zoe. That was really, really nice. A bit early for me to be fully awake this morning. And if everybody wants to support the podcast, we're on Patreon. But if you cannot financially support, feel free to share it with your friends, especially this one. I would really love you to share the news of Mach 1 and freestyle contest with your friends. Like, if there's any episode I've ever asked to share, it's this one, please. And thanks for, following us in general. It's been a pleasure. And we will talk to you in about 2 weeks' time, hopefully. See you.
Just share it. Just do it. Just share it around. Just do it. Just do it. Go share it right now. Go share.
Bye. I will keep that as the end.
Screenshot.